Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Brad Stevens' interview is brought to you by Star Market. Check out the Star Market just for you digital app. Earn rewards and save on your groceries and gas. Download the Star Market mobile app or visit starmarket.com.
All right, so Jaylen Brown is in tonight, was out a couple of nights ago. What has changed, and is there a minute restrictions for him?
There's no minute restriction. He feels better. It's just a sore foot. For whatever reason, he had a little bit of inflammation in that foot. It wasn't, it didn't look like a long-term deal. He was just sore coming off of the Monday night game against Detroit or Tuesday night game. So we were cautious on Thursday. And so no minutes restriction. He's back. Good to go.
Back in the starting lineup. Nothing has changed?
That's right.
Okay. Watching you guys play against Milwaukee on Thursday night, obviously the so-called experts had you in Philadelphia at the top, but the more Eastern Conference teams you guys meet, I think, and I'm sure this isn't a shock to you, but it is a shock to people around you that the Eastern Conference is a lot tougher than originally thought to be.
Well, I think it's really good. I think it's really good. And, obviously we've seen all these teams that everybody talks about with Indiana now, being among them. As you get ready to watch Indiana and play Indiana, their physicality, their toughness, it reminds you a lot of a Philly. It reminds you a lot of a Milwaukee, a Toronto. There's just a lot of good teams in the East. And, our start of our schedule here, I maybe didn't even realize it when I first looked at it in the summer, is it's unrelenting. Mm-hmm. Continues Monday. We'll just have to play it minute by minute.
All right, well, let's discuss the Pacers since you kind of led into it. Victor Oladipo obviously is taking a step forward. He's averaging 20 points a game. He's obviously, his role has expanded. His game has gotten better. But above all of that, he's just a great athlete.
Tremendous athlete. And when we when I coached against him in college, he was a junior. And we played them in an overtime game. And the number one thing that I did not want to do was isolate one of our players bringing the ball up the floor against him. Mm-hmm. And so we spent, I always tell our guy now that works with Robert Williams, Alex Barlow, the reason he hit a game winner against them was because I didn't want our real point guard bringing it up the floor. But Oladipo is a tremendous athlete. He gets into the ball. He's tough. He gets his hands on balls. And then he's a great offensive player.
These guys also shoot the ball exceptionally well. What you guys have going for you is you're near the top of pretty much every defensive category so far, both advanced and otherwise, and maybe that nullifies things a little bit.
Well, we'll see. You have to do that every night. That's the hard part about defense. I think that these guys are super organized. I think they're well coached. I think they play to their system, and they've got good players. And I think when you do that and you share the ball, good things happen. It's the reason why it's one of the better offenses to play against. I think they do a great job.
Offensively, you guys took a lot of threes. I don't need to tell you that the last time out. Is this something you're comfortable with night in and night out, or would you rather there be a change from that this evening?
Every time down the floor, you want to get the best shot possible, and that starts with layups. And the only reason you don't shoot a layup is because they're all cramming the paint, or you're just unable to get there, right? And so if you're not able to shoot layups, you're not able to shoot free throws, the next most efficient shot is a drive and kick three or an extra pass three. What I was encouraged by the other night was not the amount of threes. It was the quality of threes. We probably passed up a few and certainly missed a few. But the other night, that's the way the game was played. And there will be other games because of the fact that we hit 24 in a game where there'll be more out on the three and we'll have to drive and get to the rim. But you want layups first and then go from there.
As head coach, are you worried that because you had so much success from out there last game, there might be a little residual this game? Well, they all went in Thursday night. Maybe we try it again.
You know, No, I'm not. You see how many shots we missed in the early parts of October in the preseason? So we've talked about the law of averages playing themselves out, and we still have a long way to go to get to where we were in early October.
Robert Williams is back with you after, from what I understand, a pretty good G League debut. What are your reports on him? The one game he did play, and now he's back.
Well, he was only going to play 20 or 25 minutes. That was by design. Mm-hmm. We wanted him to get you know, get just that game conditioning in, and that was the reason he went up there. I heard that he did well. I have not seen the clips yet. I'll watch those tomorrow on our way to Denver. And but we're really encouraged by him. And, you know, the reason we flew him here today was because we may need him. And, you know, with Tice out, you know, he's one big in foul trouble away from playing a lot.
Obviously, the storylines when you come back here, I mean, just at the press scrum, there are about a dozen questions about you coming back to Indianapolis. I know now that this is kind of a work thing for you. It's the nostalgia stuff gets put off until the summer. But for Gordon, maybe it's a little different, I would think.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, he's younger, too. You know, I've got friends now all over the country. My family's all over the country and mm-hmm. everything else. But his core group of friends, you know, for the most part, are here, and his family's here, and his wife's family's here. And so I think one of the things that you try to do is you try to make it as businesslike as possible when you come. But I do think you take a minute to remember, you know, how special it is to grow up here and get a chance to play back here. And this gym's meant a lot. I coached a lot of games here with Butler. And, you know, I grew up going and watching Pacers games. So it's always special to be back.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
That is Brad Stevens. The Celtics and Indiana Pacers are next on the WROR Celtics Radio Network.